Outside is a hot spring pool, surrounded by green shade and dense white mist. The environment of this hot spring inn is particularly good. In Longchamp City, where every inch of land is gold, the fact that the inn can be made like a garden shows how amazing the innkeeper's wealth and power is. A stone polished to no angles, built into a round pool, permeated with a natural feeling. The pool is bordered by a lush green bamboo forest, which divides the various areas while still making it feel very elegant. The view is beautiful, but the people are even more beautiful. The honey-colored sunlight, penetrating the turquoise bamboo leaves, fell on the man bathing in the pool, reflecting the colored light of water droplets on his shoulders and hair. Even just the back, are handsome to call people with infinite imagination. This picture of a beautiful man bathing is pleasing to the eye and makes Feng Xiaowei look dumbfounded. That man last night was him, right? She came back to her senses and remembered that it was in the middle of the hot spring pool last night that they were entwined. She shook her head violently, shaking out those blushing memory fragments. This man is not simple. Feng Xiaowei's intuition of danger was now sharp. She had barely survived. She didn't want to have any encounter with this dangerous man, whatsoever. She could feel his aura of cold arrogance that looked out of the world. Even if he did not turn his head, he already gave off a terrifying presence. Seeing the skirt on the ground that had become rags, one could imagine how rough that man was. Her heart palpitating, she glanced at the room and saw the men's clothes aside. Borrow this first. Feng Xiaowei gingerly put on the clothes. The difference between their figures was so much that it gave her the feeling of a child stealing an adult's clothes. She couldn't care less about that, put on her shoes, and left the inn room in a hurry. When the man returned to his bedroom, he saw that his clothes had disappeared, and the woman from last night was also gone. The cold, ice-like eyes crossed with a dark, sharp light. He put on an ink-colored, silver-printed robe and sat on top of a bamboo recliner with a flash of color in his hands. Thinking of her sweet taste last night, his mouth went a little dry. Who was she? Why did she appear in his bath? Was it all a deliberate plot, or a predestined encounter in the underworld? He rang a bronze bell, yet strangely there was no sound emanating from the bell. Not long after, a sunny young man dressed in white came from nowhere and flew down to his side. The young man crossed his legs, lazily lying on another lounger, rubbing the sleepy eyes, completely unawake look. He had a plain baby face, a pair of bright big eyes, and pink lips hooked up in a cynical smile. A head of flaxen-colored curly hair emits a soft glow in the sunlight. Come on, boss, can't something wait until tonight? I've only just fallen asleep, and it's not like you don't know that I sleep during the day, but you can't bear to call me over at this hour. The teenager said with an aggrieved face, his gaze slyly looking at the other party. You go check out a person. The cold man ignored his sultry gaze and said in a direct manner. Check for you at night, okay? The teenager yawned and said drowsily. Check now, boss, I'm still a kid, you really can't bear to squeeze me like this? The teenager's eyes seemed to be dripping water in an attempt to gain sympathy. Bear with me, the cold man reached out and rubbed the starburst spirit bead hanging around his neck, as if in thought. Boss, so cruel, the teenager could only resign himself to fighting to look at him. The man reached out and raised his hand, and the pool water coalesced into the likeness of a woman, looking lifelike, as if the water came out of a great beauty.